Malcolm Turnbull will be sworn in as Australia's 29th Prime Minister after toppling Tony Abbott in a late-night leadership ballot. Mr Turnbull won the dramatic contest for the Liberal Party leadership, 54 votes to 44, and is promising a more consultative approach.
There has been a change of Prime Minister, but we are a very, very strong government, a very strong country with a great potential, and we will realise that potential working very hard together.
Prime Minister-designate Malcolm Turnbull. European Union leaders have agreed to relocate 120,000 additional asylum seekers in crisis talks, while they've been holding crisis talks in Brussels, This comes as Austria, Slovakia and the Netherlands tighten border controls and Hungary completes a fence along its border with Serbia to curb the flow of asylum seekers. Mexico has demanded a full investigation after Egyptian security forces killed 12 people in a tourist convoy after mistaking them for militants. Egypt has labelled the killing an accident. Another 10 people were injured in the attack in Egypt's western desert. At least two Mexican nationals are among the dead. US authorities are searching for a geography professor in connection with a fatal shooting at a Mississippi university. Delta State University went into lockdown after history professor Ethan Schmidt was shot dead. Police have named university employee Shannon Lamb as a person of interest in the shooting.